We're reading Romans chapter 11, and we've just got to verse 4. But did you know all that stuff about Elijah from 1 Kings chapter 18 and 19? So that Paul's reference has traction in the mud of our understanding of God. Do you know the scripture so that what you read in Romans chapter 11 makes sense? Because Paul refers to the other stuff that happened before. This is what we need as people of God. Are you growing in your knowledge of God? And in your knowledge, is it growing to wisdom about how you ought to live your life? And are you following the way that God leads people who know Him and who trust Him? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Do you remember that from Romans chapter 10, verse 18? Where is the Word of God in your heart? And how is that growing in faith? You are no better than your fathers. All of us, I should say we. We cannot be good enough to sustain this ministry in Alpha. There is no carnal strength that can make church work better. Seating, flooring, lighting, bigger Bibles. If the Bibles that are here are not opened and read, if God is not known, if He's not prayed to, it doesn't matter what you do. Knowledge of the Lord, the knowledge of His will, and following it. Otherwise, what have you got? You have a club. You have a club with tea and coffee at the back when it's over. God is doing something through us, believers, with the Holy Spirit living in us because we believe Jesus died for our sin and rose again. But it's almost in spite of us, because we're sinners still. Now, we've all cleaned up. Despite our sinfulness and weakness, God is reaching the lost whom He has chosen by grace. You don't know who God has chosen, so you have to appeal to everyone. And the ones who turn are the ones He's chosen, but you don't know who that is. So the one that doesn't want to hear it still needs to hear it, and maybe they'll respond to it. And the one who says, isn't necessarily the one that God has chosen, because it's the one who follows it. We are to be how God is reaching the lost. Now, I know that some are called to be evangelists, but there are also apostles, people who are sent to bring the message somewhere, right? There are prophets, people who stand and say what's true to be heard right here. To be preaching is a prophetic act. And there are evangelists who are, let me tell you about what you didn't know. And then here's the story you think you know, but this is what it says. Have you made a decision? Right? And then you have a pastor and you have a teacher. You have someone who is equipping the saints for the work of service and discipling believers in the way that we should go. And all of these things together are how God gives equipped people as gifts to the church, and how among the congregation there are you who are called to serve these things in the church, to serve as people who do these things in the church. Each one of you gifted by God, by the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, to function as a body part in the body of Christ. And this is what Paul is talking about. There's a remnant yet. And we have to reach the people who God has set aside, who have never compromised, who hear the story and say, that is the stuff. And the people who have compromised, who would go, what? You mean it's true? Forget it. I don't want that at all. I want this. And it's happening in Iran right now. And it's happening in India right now. And it's happening in Tibet. Hundreds of thousands of people coming to faith because a Buddhist monk saw that Christians came when the earthquake came. The Buddhists didn't help with the earthquake. When the earthquake came, the Muslims didn't come. But the Christians have been here since the earthquake and haven't left. And some of them have died serving us. And the Buddhist monk says, this is the thing, the real thing. Who do they follow? Jesus. Who is Jesus? And the other monks he knows, he tells, and other monks become Christians. And then monks, when they do their preach at their Buddhist things, they're preaching Jesus. And hundreds of thousands of people are coming to faith in Jesus Christ in Tibet right now in your lifetime on earth now. And we're worried that we'll get the school in Clackmannanshire to start telling our kids to live ways that we know isn't right. And these Buddhist monks give up their jobs to go and be Christian and tell other people, and people become Christian. And we're like, I wonder if we should, I don't want to kick the hornet's nest. I mean, and this is what's going on. And Elijah stands for fire from heaven, but then he runs. And we say, Jesus rose from the dead, but honestly, we tuck our faith under our cloak. And we hang low, and at the water cooler, you know, put your head above the parapet, get shot. And the nail that sticks out gets hammered down. And this is the message of Scripture. Be strong, brothers and sisters in Christ, and stand firm, and declare the love of God that overcomes a multitude of sins.